Moncrief on News Talk.
It is time for Four Questions, where we look back over the weekend and look forward to the week ahead. The four questions, as usual, are: what delighted you over the weekend? What annoyed you over the weekend? What did you learn? And what are you looking forward to? The people with us to answer those questions are Lorcan Collins and Dorian O'Connor. Good afternoon to you both.
Hello. Hi, Sean.
Lorcan, tell us what delighted you at the weekend. Even though it doesn't sound that delightful on the face of it, it sounds like you're abusing your poor dog.
Well, I have two dogs, and one of them, Juno, is very hairy, and it was very warm. And I said to my wife, we should bring him down and get him shorn, but it's €75 and there's a waiting list.
Genie, Mac, that's not cheap.
And with two dogs, it would be very expensive. So I got my razor, my electric razor, and we got stuck into the dog and fairly scalped him. And he was very annoyed. He kept walking over the clumps of his hair, going, sniffing them and looking at us as if we had done something terrible to him. So we were two humans that were in the doghouse. And then I was out later on. I was sitting down having a cup of coffee and I was having a read. And I saw two lovely robins came down and started to take the hair in their beaks and bring it back to their nest. So I kind of thought to myself, that's delightful. And one man's misery is another man's happiness. So
that's a cycle of nature at work there.
Really?
Yeah. Do the same robins, do you have robins that come back to your back garden every year?
Well, I'm pretty sure we do, because they seem very trusting. And under COVID, I started to put little bits of cheese out for this robin. And then it got to the stage where we had so much time that I got him to eat out of my hand.
Really?
Yeah, and I got videos of it too, but they really never took off on the internet. I was really annoyed at how I just got about 3 likes on it. And that's, I was going, this should be viral.
If you got the robin to bake sourdough bread, that would have got a like during COVID.
That would have been bang on.
That's what it was all about. What kind of dogs do you have that they're so hairy?
Well, one has a kind of a breed name, like it's called a Cavachon. And the other we got from a farm in Cavan. And I'd say he's about 10 different dogs mixed together. But he's a great fella. You know, he's like a 1980s dog. Do you remember when they had no real name? They were just mongrels, basically.
Yes. Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's pretty clever. But the Cavachon, I think they're so inbred. He's not so smart. But
you see, that's the thing, yeah, really, because people want a specific breed, and it's like what you're getting is the dog version of the British royal family.
You
because
got it.
You know, they're all married to their cousins, and they're not that bright.
Hopefully, without some of their proclivities, anyway.
That would be. But they're dogs, so I suppose you can't.
Well,
And so do they leave hair all over the house? And
well,
no, hairy?
They don't shed. They don't shed. Oh. So we have to get stuck into them, you know. But I was going to take a picture of Juno because she kind of looks like a collaborator from World War II who was captured after the Nazis left France. She's so badly done.
Yeah. Oh, God, the poor thing. Do you have to get it fixed or anything?
I know. She'll grow out again.
All right. Okay, fair enough. Doreen, are you a dog person?
Look different? Yeah, I love dogs. And we actually have that exact breed of dog at home. I'm from a farm. And my brother got a sheep shearer. We don't have any sheep, so it was 4 cows. But he sheared our lovely sheep dog. And I swear to God, I didn't recognise the dog after. It was like a different... It was so skinny. I was like, where has this new dog come from?
There's shears for cows. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, now, don't quote me on that, Sean, to be honest. I didn't really ask where the...
It may have been a sheep shearing thing. You just assumed it was for cows.
I assumed it was for cows because we don't have sheep. So unless he was going to shear himself.
Right. Okay. Okay. And would you know when the right time of the year to do it? Does the dog start sweating?
Well, yeah. Like, he was panting. That's why we went for it. He was just under the sun. He's kind of so stupid. He doesn't go into the shade. So he just lies in the sun panting. And you go, drink some water. And he's just looking at you like you're a fool. But you should, I suppose, like a sheep, shear them when it's spring. Would that be right, Darren? I'm not too sure about when you'd shear a dog. Mm-hmm. Presumably, you leave him be hairy during the winter.
Yeah.
And then when the summer comes...
They do tend to lie in the sun and bake themselves for some reason. Yeah.
Would it not be a natural thing that if they needed to shed, they'd shed themselves? I actually think it's kind of, you know, sad to declone their lovely hair that they've worked so hard on.
Well, it could be because for like, you know, thousands of years of depending on humans to do stuff for them.
That's what they do.
Definitely part that they're inbreeding has resulted in them, some of them specifically not shedding, I guess.
Well then.
And they don't, like, they think that they're kind of some sort of hunter animal. Like, we have a dog, like, it's a small dog, but the dog, like, sits out in the backyard and looking at birds and then goes, I'm going to have a go with this bird. But she waits until the bird is taken off and there's absolutely no chance of catching it.
Yeah.
She's never caught anything, but she's constantly barking.
She doesn't want it to affect her ego.
Yeah. So what delighted you over the weekend, Erin?
I had a lovely time, actually, speaking of farming, with a fellow farmer's daughter. I was recording an episode of my podcast, Dating with Dirren, and the lovely Sophie Bell was the person I was speaking with. So yeah, we compared notes on what it is to be a farmer's daughter.
And what is it to be a farmer's daughter?
That is a good question. We didn't get down to the bottom of it, but I suppose the work ethic that we have instilled, like when I was growing up, having television on during the day was like a no-go. And I suppose as well, the idea that girls can do whatever boys can do was always instilled in us as well. So she actually went on and is now a farmer.
Okay.
And I am forcing my dad into putting on fur jackets and choreography.
So what kind of jobs would you have had to do growing up around the farm?
I wouldn't have. It would have, like, I would have milked the cows.
Yeah.
Or
by hand or with a thing? You know,
no, never
the sticky on thing.
The sticky on things. Yeah.
I once milked a goat.
By hand?
Yes, by hand.
Oh.
It was, yeah, and it's exactly what you think it's like. It's very strange. It was that, you know, it was at the farming.
Wow. And what about cats? You know, like,
I've never milked a cat. No. I imagine that's you need tweezers or something. All right. So, how many cows would you milk?
There's, I think, over 100 now cows.
Ooh, at
home.
Farmer.
Yeah, but I haven't milked in years because the last time that I did, a cow, I turned too quickly in the pit and a cow fell in between the pit and the bars and actually broke her legs. Yeah, and my brother went absolutely mental at
me.
And
was that your fault?
Yeah, because I gave her a fright. Well, you know, it was... But yeah, it stuck with me and I kind of don't want to harm any more farm animals again.
And did you have to put the cow down then, like a horse?
I never asked any more questions. Oh. They said she went to live in another farm. So
that's... We have some dogs like that.
Okay. Yeah, so you're maybe... Do you have brothers then who are... A brother who's more involved in the farm than you are? Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, that would be. My eldest brother, Charles, is on the farm. And then my other brother, Neil, has his own farm as well. So
right, okay.
Yeah, they've taken the bull by the reins and or horns.
Have you had any interest in inheriting the farm yourself?
No, actually. I love the farm and I love dancing on the farm, but actually going to work the farm probably wouldn't be the best idea.
Why dancing on the farm? Because it's not your first thought. I live in a farm because it's great for dancing.
Yeah. It's, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. Myself and Daddy have great crack doing little tours of the farm and we show off our moves. And he actually just really wants to enjoy his retirement, but I have other ideas.
Yeah. But is he retired now?
He is retired. Yeah.
But for a farmer, do you ever really retire? Is he still like doing a few bits and bobs around the place?
He's always working. He has a massive interest in vintage tractors. So he's always kind of tipping away at them or, you know, kind of the manager of the farm. Apart from me, I'm also supervisor. So if anything, kind of
your dancing supervisor.
Dancing supervisor. Right, yeah. And just
farming.
To make sure everything is running.
And how many vintage tractors does he have?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I'd say he could have 40.
What?
Yeah. He adores them. Yeah, I get kind of jealous of them sometimes. He gives them a lot of attention.
And so does he bring them, are there kind of vintage tractor shows and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, he would bring them on runs or he's made a calendar, actually, like, you know, a fireman's calendar, except with vintage tractors.
So. Yes. Highly erotic.
He has his clothes on,
yeah. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, my aunt actually passed away years ago from cancer and he made a calendar, a vintage tractor calendar in aid of the Cushla Centre in Portlaoise. And it was actually, he went to a run around that time, a vintage tractor run. So, he has loved it ever since. And
yeah,
it's kind of
my
a special
word.
Place with him.
Somebody's texted in to say a Cavachon, we have a Cavachon who was actually diagnosed with canine autism because she stares at you.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I mean, he may or she may have ADHD. That's possible.
Don't we all?
Because she keeps on picking up hobbies and then not completing them.
Right.
You know.
What kind of hobbies does your dog have?
Jigsaw puzzles.
That's, wow.
That was a big
that's
thing.
That's
there were only four
dog.
Pieces in it
yeah.
and she never completed one. So that's a kind of a sign of
yeah,
doggy ADHD.
Disappointing.
Yeah. So what annoyed you over the weekend, Lorcan?
Well, for nearly 30 years, I've been bringing my 1916 walking tour into Dublin Castle. And we were notified that Dublin Castle was going to close in July.
Hmm.
And I brought my little group of lovely children from Antrim, from a school, into the castle. And there was a sign saying, we've now closed the castle. So it's a month or so early, or even 2 months early, they've decided to close it, which is a bit discombobulating. We've got this European Council. I don't know if you know this, but from July,
yeah.
where Ireland is in charge
we're
of
yeah.
Europe.
Yeah.
And we're just hoping we don't break it or lose it behind the couch or something like that. But to me, I was thinking about, what is this? It's a junket of some sorts that every 6 months the European Council moves to another country. And I bet there's like loads of lovely benefits for those who go to the new country, you know, hotels and free lunches and what have you. And I was kind of thinking, why do we have Brussels? Just stay in Brussels. We're all grand with you being there and let us get on with our lives here. But besides that, if you do have to move, we have places where we could host it. Like we have a purpose-built convention centre. So why don't we just use that for the whole European Council? Why do we have to use beautiful Dublin Castle and all its history, all these people who come from all around the world to go to the Chester Beatty Library and inside the castle? It's just beautiful. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I know it's where British rule began, you might say, with the Anglo-Normans when they started to build it first in 1104. But we, as the Irish, would have been denied entry into the castle for centuries, and now they've closed it to us again.
Oh my God. Well, that maybe that's why they use it, because it's so rich in history. It was a convention centre, is a kind of an upended jack's roll on the keys. You know, if you wanted to kind of, you're bringing all these people, and it's kind of, isn't it just a projection of soft power and look how fantastic we are and all that kind
yeah,
of stuff?
Yeah, I get it, I get it. And I haven't looked into this yet, but I saw they put up a metal sign, a huge metal sign on Barnardo Square, and it says Balio Haclia, and one of the A's is a heart. You know, we love Balio Haclia. But I have no idea how much they spent on it. I'd imagine it was a couple of hundred grand.
Sign.
It's massive,
but it's
and there's
a
lot of work in it.
Yeah.
But like, if you don't, if you need a sign to tell you where you are, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah. Well, no, that's true. But that's probably for visitors.
Yeah,
so have you to bring the 1916 walking tour down to the convention centre now
yeah,
and say,
yeah, yeah,
the men and women of 1916 had nothing to do with this.
Well, we kind of do.
That's what it led to.
We do go down that way anyway, because Liberty Hall is down there, so
yeah.
it's sort of all part of the story. But I just love the castle. It's a great part of the story. We can go to City Hall, which is right beside it, so it's not too bad, but it's just a little bit kind of harsh. Why do we have to close it for now 8 months altogether?
Yeah, I suppose it's security and stuff, though, is, you know, the yeah. Russians would be messing with it.
Oh,
wouldn't be ideal.
I don't think the Russians are bothered.
Yeah.
Probably just like...
okay.
We'll
take your word for it. Right, Darren, what annoyed you?
A lovely lady decided to comment on one of my videos and say you should dress for your age.
Okay.
So I thought that was nice.
So, I mean, that you're begging all sorts of intrusive questions. Uncomfortable asking, as in such as what age are you?
Yeah, that's, well, I kind of have told everybody, I think, what my age is. I'm 33, but I also think, first of all...
Wow, you're so old.
I know. But I think, like, since when? I didn't get the memo that once you turn 30, you have to put on, like, woolly jumpers and, like, beige trousers. Do you know what I mean? Or, like, a dress suit. And I also think, who died and made you Gokwan, Patricia? Do you know what I mean? So...
Are you sure, though? I mean, because a lot of time this might be just some fat bloke in his 40s who's pretending to somebody else just so he can, snipe at people.
Yeah, it could be. Well, I had a look at her profile. And I would never judge anybody, but I also wouldn't be taking, you know, style tips from her either. And I just think, you know, I like to express myself through what I wear. And I feel like if you're going to judge someone on what they wear, it's more of a you problem than it is what the person is wearing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it still annoyed you though.
Yeah, it did. It did a little bit.
But dress your age, God, that's nonsense, really.
I know, yeah. And I just would never notice it on anybody else. Like whether you are wearing something or if you're wearing nothing at all, I'm not going to see it because I'm quite happy with my little, you know, lemon cohort and living my best life.
Yeah. What did you learn this week, Lorcan? You learned something complicated.
Well, it's not too complicated. I'm mad about history, obviously, but I have a kind of a passion for space, for the cosmos. And I grab these books off the shelves in shops and I go, I'll read that. But sometimes they're very complicated. Now, I did read Stephen Hawking, A Brief History of Time. You're the same age as myself,
yeah,
Sean. So you remember
when we were all... I memorised it.
Sitting in pubs all pretending we knew what we were talking about. But black holes and baby universes. But I got this other book quite recently. And it's called A Universe from Nothing. Because I sometimes lie in bed going, how did we get a universe from this Big Bang? How is there so much material in the world, in the universe, if it was all just a tiny speck once? And that happened 13.775 billion years ago. It was a Monday. We know that from the Bible. And I thought all elements were created in the Big Bang. I thought everything was created. Mm. But then I learned it was really just some of the lighter elements, hydrogen, helium and lithium, but that it's supernova, which are stars that explode, that created the heavier elements. And I was so delighted to learn this, you know, carbon and oxygen and calcium and iron, all that goes to make us up as humans. So in the book, it also explained that everything inside us is from supernova exploding stars. So we're billions of years old, for one. And the same elements that are in your left arm aren't necessarily from the same explosion in your right arm. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're always blown away by this. So I also think we don't really die. Maybe our minds die, but everything about our body will be around for billions more years.
Oh,
made me feel
bits.
Quite good.
Yeah, actually is a kind of
so comforting thought. We are basically stardust.
Yeah.
Oh my God, wait till I tell everybody.
Yeah.
So what did you learn over the weekend, Darren?
I learned that people who don't have brothers or sisters can struggle in romantic relationships. And I also learned that I love a sweeping statement.
Yeah. You certainly did. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. What are you looking forward to this week?
I, myself and my lovely daddy are going head to head in a cook-off at the Rose, not the Rose Tralee, the Tralee Food Festival. So I'm very excited about that.
Okay. Do you know what you're going to make? Do you know what he's going to make, more to the point?
No, but I'm going to try and find out beforehand so I have the upper hand. That's
okay.
The plan.
Is he a good cook?
The two of us aren't exactly domestic.
A lot of tractors to look after. Yeah. And Lorcan, what are you looking forward
to? I'm going to bring my daughter and a couple of other people to the International Literature Festival. She's 19 and she wants to go to Sessioun Moore in the Speranza tent in Merrion Square. I missed her 18th birthday, which coincided with her graduation, which coincided with her leaving certificate. So obviously I am never going to be forgiven for this for the next 50
years. We should give mitigation. It wasn't like you were on the lash or anything.
No,
you were in hospital.
I was in hospital, yeah. But besides the fact I was at death's door, I missed her graduation. Yes. So I shall have to pay for this for a long, long time. But I'm looking forward to that. There's two great bands playing. One are called Landless and the other are I've forgotten their name. I'm sorry to them. Oh, The Ran. So I'm looking forward to it. I love an old session and I love a few pints.
Kevin has texted him to say, be careful with the dog's hair. It's been proven that when birds use it for building their nests, it affects the birth rate of their offspring.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. They're going to have more children, I presume.
Less, I think, is probably what he's implying.
I'll talk to the Robin.
Darren and Lorcan, thank you both very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good hands, give me a
grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!